Corey, how are you, my friend? I know you're getting forward to this one tonight. What's opening night like for you?
I think it's going to be like a playoff game. These guys are ready to go. Like, they've been dying to get this hockey season going. So usually the first game is like a playoff game, and then after that it kind of slows down. But, you know, from what I remember right off the start, it's a short season too, right? So, and everybody knows the race. It's a race, especially with an all-Canadian division.
Hershey, we know how valuable JT Miller is, and I certainly don't want to dampen anyone's enthusiasm for tonight. Connor McDavid, by the way, it's his 24th birthday. I'm sure he'd like to celebrate. Canucks will try to dampen that enthusiasm. No JT Miller. If I had said to you before the season, hey, of all the players the Canucks might lose for a couple of weeks to COVID, how far down the list would JT Miller's name have come as far as importance goes?
Oh, my God, he'd be at the top, right? Like, you don't want to – that's the guy. When I look at their lineup without JT Miller in it, they're still a good team. Don't get me wrong. Like, they've got a lot of good young talent, but he's kind of the glue up front, though, right? Like, I mean, he's the guy that he's a game breaker. So with that, you know, if Vertanen's going to be on the left side, that moves him up in a spot that, you know, he's not used to playing. I don't know what the lines are going to look like, but I'm sure they'll get shuffled around. But for me, the forward they couldn't lose right now is JT Miller. However, you know, this is going to happen to everybody. You know, Connor McDavid might miss a couple of games due to a COVID exposure at one point, right? But it just so happens to be the start of the season, so we'll just see how it plays out.
Well, and isn't it funny when we use the word luck? Because some teams might be able to avoid COVID-19 completely, which feels lucky. Other teams, Hershey, they might do it in such a way that it happens when they have a little break in their schedule, or in the case of what's going on with the Canucks right now, maybe their home games and the players who are adversely affected don't miss as much time as they ordinarily would, because we know what the travel protocol looks like for the NHL. Like, even if Miller and or Ben were cleared today, which isn't going to happen, by the way, they wouldn't be able to go on this trip because you can only go on team charters. It's not like they can even grab a private jet and fly these guys into Alberta.
Yeah, it's going to be so interesting, Scotty. I mean, I don't know how you look at it or you see it, but when you look at Vancouver, Edmonton, even Winnipeg, like, those teams probably, like the job we did in Vancouver here with COVID is still incredible. Like, I mean, we're upticks everywhere. So our players' risks here are a lot lower than the guys in Toronto, Montreal, Calgary, right? So, you know, you gotta think that benefits. You hate to use illness, like, especially a thing like COVID is something that benefits a team. But, you know, it's just the way it is. Like, the teams with the less exposure from the home city are less likely to go through something like this, right? And I know the Canucks are the first, but you know, it's going to happen all over, and this is going to happen again. So you're right. There's no easy way around it. It's just the way it is. And the American teams are the teams that I'm watching right now. I'm wondering how they're going to handle that.
Who knows? Who knows? And, man, we could get into a loaded conversation about that. Corey Hirsch joining us. It's a game day for the Vancouver Canucks. Canucks and Oilers, game day all day. Puck drop just after 7 o'clock this evening in Edmonton. Which player are you most curious about on opening night on the Canucks roster?
Oh, for sure, Hoglander. For sure. I want to see if he's strong enough to be able to handle, you know, what the NHL brings. Like, you know, you can watch the World Juniors and the SHL and all that over there. You know, you can watch these inner squad games or whatever. Until you're faced with actual NHL players that are hitting and leaning on you, you really don't know what you got. And I am very interested. And you know, there's no guarantee that he's in the lineup. It sounds like he's going to be in the lineup. I'm sure everything's pointing to that. You know, I'm very interested to see, can this kid become the Canucks' fourth Calder Trophy nominee in 4 years? That would be unbelievable.
Of course it would. And he doesn't have to do that for it to be a successful season for Nils Höglander. And hell of a welcome to the NHL moment. You're going to be on the same ice as two of the best players on the planet in McDavid and Draisaitl, not to mention some of the talent that exists in Vancouver. What do you remember about your first game, Hershey?
Oh, my first game was in Detroit at the Joe, across from Tim Cheveldae, former Saskatoon Blade, and I remember Steve Yzerman, Igor Larionov, and I remember just the speed of it and just how much quicker things happened. So that's where the game is the same. The game's the same game you played when you were a kid, but it's at a much faster level, and these guys are big and these guys are strong. So let's see what he can handle.
And hey, players are going to say all the right things, but you just mentioned you go out there with some guys who are legends or legends in the making, which Hoglander is going to go through tonight. There's going to be probably a moment, hopefully it only lasts that long, of being a little bit starstruck. Going back to your first game, what was it that settled you down? Was it making that first save? Was it getting bumped into a little bit? What just dialed you into the game itself so you could put the distractions aside?
Oh, Scotty, you're putting me on a spot to brag about myself. I stopped Steve Yzerman on a mini breakaway right in front of me in the second period.
Beautiful.
And from there, it was like I didn't look back from that point on. So that was a moment for me where I was like, holy crap, I just stopped Steve Yzerman. So you know what? If Hoglander can go and he can dipsy doodle and dangle Connor McDavid at some point, or be on the same ice as him and take the puck from him or whatever, that might be a moment for him. So let's see what this kid can do. And what I love about Vancouver fans is we love our rookies, right? We're hard on our veterans, but we love our rookies, and everyone's going to love this kid.
Well, and I said this about Hoglander early in camp. It's tough to tell Canucks fans to slow the hype train down, because every time they've invested in a player, as you referenced a few minutes ago, as a rookie in the preseason, said, man, this is going to pan out. It's worked for the last 3 years. So why would they change the strategy now, Hershey?
Oh, exactly right. And I remember from being a rookie in Vancouver. Well, I wasn't a rookie, but I that was my first go around with Vancouver. Was I'd only had four NHL games. So I was pretty much a rookie at that point. And I just remember the fans love you, and you can do no wrong. And you're right, though. We kind of sometimes can expect a little bit too much. Let this kid go out and play, and let's just enjoy it. Let's enjoy watching him, Pettersson, Hughes, and Yolevi's another guy, right? We don't know what Yolevi can do. This is a guy that was a high pick, and he might end up a Chris Tanev. He might end up whatever. But if he has an NHL career now that's solid, like Jay Bouwmeester or something like that for 10, 12 years, I'll take that out of Yolevi for sure.
Well, you mentioned Hoglander, and hey, let's see if he dipsy doodles someone tonight. That's the style of his game. And, if we want to make an analogy to NFL football, you get a high-profile young receiver out there, yeah, you want to see a few catches. You want to see something highlight reel where he goes up in the air and makes a grab. Maybe Ulevi's more like a highly prized young cornerback or a guy who's playing in the defensive secondary. The less you're talking about him, the more it's been a good game for him overall. Is that kind of the way you see it, that if it's a quiet night in that sense for Ulevi, then it's probably been a good debut?
I agree with that 100% for Ulevi, right? If the playing defense is all about not making mistakes, right? Like, let Quinn Hughes go and do his thing. But for Ulevi, this is really your first regular season game. I know he played a little bit in the playoffs, but at that point you're just trying to play safe. And I want to see him be steady. The one thing about Yolevi, I remember from last year in the playoffs, so the game that he did play, we had to do it off monitors, and I looked up a couple times and I'm like, oh, that's Pettersson. And it was Yolevi. Like, they look the same on the ice out there. Obviously different positions, but tall, lanky, good puck handling, good, they can do a lot. So we know he's not Pettersson, but you're right. Just let him play his game, have a nice quiet game where you don't make any mistakes, be a plus or better at the end of the night. And I think that's a good night for you, Levy.
Corey Hirsch and Brendan Batchelor, they will call the Canucks season opener tonight against Edmonton. Hirschy joining us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. You mentioned Pettersson, a lot of expectation for him and Hughes, and why wouldn't there be? What do you need to see to think this has been a successful year of growth for each of those players?
You know what? I would say getting into the playoffs again. Like, let's give this team, let's not put so much pressure on this team that we're going playoffs, the Stanley Cup or bust, right? This team is still a team to me that is young. I don't think they take a step back. I think they take a step forward. I think they definitely make the playoffs. And then from there, everything after that is gravy for this team, and another learning year. Next year is the year that I want to see them make a serious cup run. I think no pressure this year. Get into the playoffs, and then I wouldn't want to be a team that has to play the Canucks again, because young guys like that. So for me, it's all about just get in. All you got to do is get into the dance, and then from there, they're young enough. Let's not put a ton of pressure on them. They're still learning. They had a great ride last year, and I think they can do some damage. Those are the teams that you know, they sneak into the finals or they sneak into the semifinals, right? Let's not put too much pressure on them this year. Let's just let them enjoy it and enjoy watching them again for another year before we put the pressure on them.
Hershey, the two questions people have about the Canucks as we try to sort out what they're going to be this year. Are they going to get enough secondary scoring? And what does the goaltending look like? We know what the potential is for Demko, and we certainly have seen Braden Holtby, albeit a couple of years back, when he is at his best. To you, does it matter which one of those guys starts tonight as far as defining this season for goalies?
Yeah, it doesn't for me, but if you're going to let Markstrom go without, you know, knowing that you were going to get Holtby, and maybe they did, I don't know, but Demko's got to be your guy, right? You got to give him the chance. He went in last year in the playoffs and saved your bacon, right? With incredible performances. Almost as a reward, he deserves for what he's done for that team last year in the playoffs as the start tonight. From there, hey, let's see where it goes. But this is a guy that deserves a reward for what he did in the playoffs last year, picking up guys and kind of putting them on their back after Jacob Markstrom went down. I'm excited to see Demko. I know Holtby can fill in. I hope he's a great guy. He's going to be a good role model for Demko. I think you got to give the minutes to Demko tonight. So that's for me for goaltending. But Scotty, I know you've been watching the NFL because you're a football guy too. Do you not think, like I do, in the sense that injuries are going to be a key factor here early in the season? That's what scares me the most, is injuries, because these guys are going to go right out of the gate, no exhibition games, and they're going to go, you know, full steam ahead. So I think a team's got to have depth.
And it's going to be depth for even bigger reasons, because, yes, I've been watching the NFL, and I've watched teams get decimated certain weeks by COVID-related absences. And as you and I are doing this interview, news comes in from Winnipeg that Nick Ehlers, he was unavailable because of COVID protocol-related absence today. It doesn't mean he has COVID. It means he wasn't feeling well. He got tested. He got sent home. So he could play tomorrow in the home opener against the Flames. Maybe he doesn't. But you had better be adaptable. And when we talk depth, Hershey, it's not just what is supposed to be a regular lineup. It's not even just your 21 or 22-man roster. It's your taxi squad. And
oh, yeah.
Depth is defined in so many different ways this year as opposed to other ones.
Yeah, no question. From what I saw with the NFL, I don't see why that wouldn't. And the NHL, this is every second night and three and four nights quite a bit. When I looked at the schedule, like I'm looking at, okay, well, when do Brendan and I get a break? I didn't see anything until middle February where we get more than one day in between games. So, you know, I can't imagine the players that are going to go out there and it's going to be physical night after night. Injuries are going to be a key factor. And you're right. Like everyone's like, send Louis Erickson down, or everybody, you know, send this guy down or whatever. You're going to need those guys. Like, look at tonight, JT Miller out of the lineup, right? Out of, not even through any fault of his own, or Jordy Benn. So, you're going to need depth, and whether it's COVID or injuries, you need a good taxi squad. And you're right. I think it's going to come down to depth and keeping those guys ready to go. And hopefully, you know, the Canucks don't get too many of those, but you know, if they're going to have to use those guys. And I think they've done a nice job of they've got a good taxi squad. And I'm pretty happy with the guys they're able to plug in there.
Well, and Hershey, if you have a bad 2 weeks during an 82-game campaign, you can recover from that. You might not be able to if you have a horrible 2 weeks in this season, because that might represent 8 to 10 games. And sorry, thank you very much. That's too much of your season. It's too big of a hole to climb out of.
Every game is a playoff game, right? Like, every game is a playoff game. You drop two games to Edmonton back-to-back here. Well, Edmonton's got 4 points on you in a 17 division, in a 7-team league, really. Like, you're in your own little league right now. So you can't be dropping games because you're not ready or because you have a bad week here or there. Like, every game is going to be a playoff game right to the finish, which is going to be a really interesting, cool season. I may want to see a Canadian division moving forward. right? I mean, you obviously you bring in the other teams around the league, but why can't there be a Canadian division within their own in the league? If this works, like, this might be something moving forward that might really work for the league in terms of rivalries. And I guess we'll just wait and see how that plays out. But I mean, 4 out of 7 teams are going to make the playoffs. The only team I see not making it right now is Ottawa. So now you've got 6 teams racing for 4 playoff spots. How's that going to go, right? It's going to be tight.
It's going to get heated, and it all starts tonight. It's why you can't afford to miss a thing. We've got pregame all day. You'll be on the pregame show, the official one that kicks off at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Hershey, enjoy a little bit of that beautiful sunshine that's out there today to welcome us in to the NHL season. Get yourself a nap and then get ready to go tonight, my friend.
You know it. Looking forward to it, buddy. Thanks.